going to do if Miss Kenya Moore is standing there in her silver dress, ready for a photo op?
If she's there for a photo op, I'm getting a photo. I don't care what happens that weekend. I will be there. I will get my Kenya Moore selfie.
And what are you going to say to her?
I love you. sorry. That just came out.
Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist. We are two Bravoholics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is Gone with the Wind fabulous. I'm Bree.
And I'm LP, and this is Boy Meets Bravo.
If y'all could see our guest waved his hands in the background, like I said, guest for this episode. Can we put him on the spot?
Hi, everyone.
There we go.
Yes.
we have a creeper boy in the background this week. We've had our first audience member. I'm pretty psyched about it.
Oh yeah, if you didn't know, everyone, this is a live show.
Watch what happens with Boy Meets Bravo Live.
Exactly. The first transatlantic show. So much is happening right now.
I know, it is actually the first transatlantic show. Yeah. So I'm in London right now visiting my boyfriend who's sitting in the background eating crackers and chocolate.
Hi, everyone.
There we go.
That sounds about right. What time is it for you?
Like 3:30. 3:45.
Yeah, I heard that was tea time over there.
It is tea time.
Technically, tea time is at 4:00.
Oh, excuse us.
Oh, you know what? That's going to line up with our tea time, hopefully.
Oh, it is with our actual
real
tea
official
time.
Tea time at tea time.
Look at this.
And tea time in the UK is when you have dinner, not when you drink tea.
Explain yourself.
So in Northern England, tea time is dinner, what you guys call supper, which is an early dinner. It's tea time at 4:00.
We only have dinner. We don't have dinner and supper.
So an early dinner.
A linner.
It's called tea time.
That's what we call it. We call it linner.
I never knew this.
What you guys call tea time is between 1 and 2 in the afternoon.
Interesting.
Look at us getting multicultural lessons here on Boy Meets Bravo.
I love that. I bet you guys didn't know that today.
I've been wrong my whole life.
Truly. I didn't know that there was like a full meal with tea time.
What do you typically eat at tea time?
It's supper, an early dinner.
He's like, again, as I said.
Standard meal.
You know what? This reminds me of Marshawn Lynch at the Super Bowl. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Get that mic on my face. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a hot minute, y'all.
I know. Welcome back. Season 3? 4? How long have we been doing this?
We're technically season 5. Every time we take a break and start over, it's a new season. So okay. This is technically season 5. We ended last season with a pod fave guest with Dr. Tiffany Moon, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
What an amazing guest to have on. I mean, she's really good. How's her candle smell, by the way?
Give her
a candle plug.
We do have a candle. I'd have to go upstairs to figure out which one it is. I think it's like the Zofran candle. But I don't even want to spark it because I want to keep it forever.
You know, candles are meant to be burned, right?
Yeah, I know, but it feels like a collectible to me.
Yeah, but she could, like, your house could smell and be infused by Dr. Tiffany Moon.
You right. Mm.
You don't want
right.
that?
No, I do.
We're lighting that tonight. You know what's happening.
Convinced.
It's about to go down. Yeah.
When's this episode coming out?
Our episode right now?
Yeah.
It's coming out so we're recording on a Sunday, and it's going to come out on Thursday.
Because you know what episode I'm dropping on Tuesday for the game on trial.
Oh, okay.
So something is already out there in the universe.
It is. Should we like speak the words now?
You should do the speaking.
What's brewing, guys?
What's brewing, babe?
You should do the speaking. I did the speaking on the game on Tron.
So we have been gone for a couple of months, mainly because we usually take a break around this time. And also we got some very exciting life and pod news. Essentially, we're having a new co-host to the pod this spring.
Depending. On gender or sex.
Why?
I'm just saying. Keep going.
Okay.
No, I want to know why.
We're having a baby.
Woo!
Yes.
And regardless of gender.
I'm just saying, if Lord willing, it's a boy and I have a son, he's going to be too busy playing basketball, football, and like being on the game on trial. Like,
got it. So a few things I'd like to address. He will not be playing football. He could watch football. He could be the kicker. He could be the water boy. He's not going to play a position in which he's hit repeatedly in the head.
He will be playing football. He will be playing Pop Warner.
I don't know what that means.
That's the younger age. Mm. So growing up, 6, 7, you're going to be out there full pads.
Start that brain damage helmet. Early. Right, yes, why not? I hear you.
Hey. Yeah.
So we'll return to that.
I guess so.
If we have a girl, though, she's going to be very busy also doing whatever the hell she wants. So
yeah.
Everyone's like, going to have, everyone's going to have, what?
I mean, booking guests for the for Boy Meets Bravo, you know, running our social media.
I want to just clarify for the
we
listeners.
We have our latest intern in the room.
I also want to clarify because Desmond, he says a lot of shit on here that probably makes some people raise their eyebrows, but he's actually very much like an equal opportunity guy. He is an ally as far as feminism is concerned.
You know what? I appreciate you trying to clean that up. I just don't know what I said wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe she's wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's.
Yes, my daughter can do whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So that's a whole thing. So.
Kid.
A kid. LP is going to have a niece or nephew, and it's going to be just crazy. It's going to be crazy. I told LP.
I'm the best aunt, by the way. We all know it.
Baby. Boy meets baby.
Boy meets baby.
Boy meets fucking baby. This is going to be interesting.
How? I'm very curious. What kind of parents do you guys think you'll be?
I feel helicopter parent in my life. I'm going to try not to be.
Damn.
I very much see you being a smother.
Yeah. Yeah. But knowing that, I'm going to like very intentionally try not to do that. But we'll see. What do you think? What do you think about yourself?
I like how you spent that. Now, what you think about me? What you think about yourself?
Yeah.
She knew where I was going. I have to be the disciplinarian.
Why? Because Bree's soft?
Very. Where she didn't want me to go, I was going to bring up the dog, but she's very soft. And I just have to keep things in order.
Wait till your dad gets home.
That's going to be her favorite line. She's going to whip that one out all the time.
But, I'm going to try and play. I'm going to try and pull my weight there.
It's going to be not the way I was raised in my household. Like physical punishment was still a thing and acceptable, like spanking, whippings, and all that good shit. But once I got to a certain age, my dad just started doing like corporal punishment, push-ups, sit-ups, running, raking the backyard.
You were a military kid.
Yeah,
I forget
it was.
I was like, you did push-ups and sit-ups as punishment?
So that's how I'm going to treat
my kid. I did
a
yard work.
So that is how you're going to treat your kid?
Yeah. A girl or a boy, it doesn't matter. You're going to get this workout in. Oh.
So how's that different from how you grew up?
Because I still got beat too.
Oh, the beating part will be gone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the beating part was in the beginning. And then, you know, once you get older, and I guess I was the only male in the house growing up with two older siblings. It's like once you got big enough, there's nothing that they could really do, you know, like spankings didn't work. You know, beatings didn't work. So you had to do something else. So work out. That's why I have these titties now.
What?
Just say it.
So we are bringing a friend to BravoCon, essentially. That's the end of that story.
Thank God we don't have to pay for another ticket, though.
Right.
Like, that would be too expensive.
We are now at 2 weeks until BravoCon.
Have you guys been looking at the schedule?
I have a little bit. You have been doing a better job of trying to like plan out our day.
I have been crafting. We are tag teaming these events. I'm going to have everyone have a schedule. Everyone's going to go out. We're going to fan out. We're going to have our like get together and then fan out again. I'm personally really super excited for the summer house in autumn. That is going to be probably my first stop of the day where we get to hang out with all the baddies from summer house.
All the baddies.
Who are you most excited to see, Desmond? I think we all know.
Paige and Sierra.
Paige and Sierra.
1A, 1B.
So you won't be missing that one.
Oh, no, for sure. I'm there. I'm front row. Titties out. I'm lifting my shirt.
Wow.
I'm throwing my drawers on stage.
Okay. Get ready, ladies.
Absolutely beg you. And then we have, what else do we have? We have Bravo, Bravo, effing Bravo, which is a little bit of like a, it's all Bravo stars talking about what it's like being on Bravo and being a Bravo fan. So like Mercedes, Tamara, Lisa, Whitney, all kind of giving their unique perspectives, both from inside and the outside of being on Bravo. Tons of celebrity photo ops. What are you going to do if Miss Kenya Moore is standing there in her silver dress, ready for a photo op?
If she's there for a photo op, I'm getting a photo. I don't care what happens that weekend. I will be there. I will get my Kenya Moore selfie.
And what are you going to say to her?
I love you. Sorry. That just came out. It came out wrong. I'm a fan. I'm a supporter. I'll support those cheeks.
I'm an ally.
Oh my God.
That's my wife, and she's holding, carrying our child, and I love you.
Also, I love you.
Do you think she's going to try and get together with Mark while she's there, or is that one dead, gone, done?
Nah, I think she's done with that. She might, like, hope that he'll want to see his child, but... No, I think she's done with that. I think she's ready to move on and find somebody who wants to be her husband.
I hear that. We also have the cast of Vanderpump Rules because their show is coming back. So we've got James Kennedy, Lala, Raquel, Ariana, Katie, Tom, Sheena, and Tom. And that's like hot goss because on that stage, you have a set of exes or two sets of exes, I'm sorry. And two of those exes have now since hooked up. So we got drama.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for Pump Rules to come back because I think there's actually something to watch this season. Last season was kind of, I don't know, it was just kind of like meh. But now this season we know that Katie and Tom have gotten a divorce, like finalized their divorce. We know that Raquel and Tom Schwartz have allegedly like hooked up. We know also that Raquel. And that Raquel and what's his name? Peter, the manager at
No, please tell me no.
They went on a couple dates.
They went on a couple dates.
Yeah. And she also went on a date with
Peter not stuck his dick. She like where is he not?
She also went on a couple dates with Nima from Shaw's.
I get that.
Yeah.
Have you seen Nima lately? I feel like he's done something.
I think it's his teeth.
Is it his teeth?
I think.
Has he improved his... He had really bad caps before. Has he just now gone and gotten better caps?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him in a hot minute, but I have seen little sprinklings of Gigi and Reza and MJ. And I think Destiny's doing a little bit of stuff. Yeah, I hope so. Because Mike screwed everything up. And so I need them to like revive Shaw's somehow.
They have a little bit of work to do, I feel like, on Shaw's. It became a whole lot of screaming for the last few seasons. And while we like that, while we love that a little bit, it can't be the whole season long.
Right.
You know?
Right. They ended up all kind of hating each other a bit. I mean, it got real dark and sad when MJ and Reza were going at it.
That may have been the saddest I think I've ever been watching two people I don't know, but two people fight.
Yeah.
Like it was horrific. Yeah. The things that he was yelling at her going below the gut.
Yeah.
What else we got? We got Atlanta. The ladies of Atlanta on Saturday.
We will all be at that session.
Super psyched about that one. All of the women. We have I love the stage names. Feelin' Giovanni on display. Oh, it's so good. And then there's going to be a battle of the sexes that afternoon where your favorite, our favorite, some of our favorite Bravo Lebs from across the Bravo universe go head to head in competition. So we've got some folks from Southern Charm, some people from Below Deck, some folks from Sur. So we'll get to kind of see some different groups interact and battle one another. Family Karma will be there. Ooh, so we get to catch up with those guys. Oh, I really actually wouldn't mind chilling with the folks from Family Karma. Like Amrit, let's do it. Let's hang.
Which one y'all gonna fuck Bruno Mars?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was too explicit.
It's fine, you know. What's that man's name?
Bruno Mars?
Yeah, from Family Karma.
Brian.
That's right.
Come on now.
Wow.
I'm on it.
Yeah. He's cute, but he's not as cute as Amrit.
What about
at all?
Vishal?
Vishal.
No.
You don't like Vishal?
He's a nice guy, not my cup but of like tea. I literally can't get past the beauty that is Amrit and his husband. Oh man. So that's hard for me. What else? Is there anybody else that day?
Most importantly, and I think this helps us a little bit in our topic today, the ladies of Salt Lake will be in New York as well on Saturday. Like I know we didn't know what day to pick coming into this, and we just kind of picked Saturday. We picked Saturday because we have to fly in on a Friday and out on a Sunday.
Right.
But, I think we got the best day. I really think we got the best day.
Yeah.
We got Atlanta, Salt Lake, Vanderpump Rules,
Family Karma
and Summer House, like all of our favorites.
Isn't Jersey going to be there too that day? Did I make that
up? Yeah, actually, yes. The women of Jersey are there too. Jersey girls,
yeah.
3:15. The thing is that some of these overlap with one another. So we are going to have to really schedule this out and make sure that we are going places.
Optimizing our time.
Did they say who's going to be there from Salt Lake?
You know your girl's not.
Damn.
Jen is most definitely not going to be there. It's Lisa, Heather, Meredith, and Whitney. Oh, moderator Karamo Brown.
Oh, I love him.
Is he from the real world?
There are actually some Bravo fan celebrities that are going to be moderating. So you've got Jerry O'Connell, Karamo Brown. I don't know who Gibson Johns is. So somebody tell me if I'm wrong. But who else do we have? Andy Cohen, of course.
Obvi. There's some like fun stuff happening that weekend too. Like your moms are watching. The person behind that account is hosting a happy hour on Saturday the 15th for a bunch of Bravo content creators. Some of our pod friends are going to be doing a live show on Friday. It's going to be streamed, but like our Bravo boyfriends are going to be on there. So we're excited for some of the related BravoCon stuff that's happening that weekend too.
Desmond, if someone had come to you 2 years ago and said that you would be going to an event with probably roughly 5,000 to 10,000 other women and gay men mostly, that's centered strictly on Bravo, and that you would not only be attending but actively participating, saying things like whipping your drawers off and throwing them on the stage, would you believe that?
It's far-fetched. Only if I was single and I was like super desperate and like, where's going to be a group of women going to be? Like that'd be the only way. No, I would never in a million years think I would go to something like this. I've heard of Bravo like back when I was dating like chicks in college. Like I never really got the reality TV thing, but no, this is nuts to me.
I'm so proud. You're not just going to be there in attendance. You're going to be capable and almost, I'm going to say excited, shall I say, to participate in conversations about Bravo. Like you're going to have facts and things. You might even be breaking news to people while we're there.
I just want to meet Kenya and Jen and Erica. Is Erica going to be there?
That's a good question.
She's innocent.
She is innocent.
She is.
Jen might be in New York just for other reasons. I don't know. Though.
But no, this lineup does seem dope, LP. Like I wouldn't say I'm excited, but what's the word below that?
You are anticipating a good time.
That's a good phrase. We can go with that. But how do you ladies feel? You've been watching it forever.
You have described this as our WrestleMania, as our Super Bowl. And I think
that honestly, this is a decade in the making for us, for Brie and I.
Yeah.
Over a decade.
I'm thrilled. And that's like the understatement of all understatements.
I know. I'm excited to hang out with our Bravo podcasting friends. Oh, but we should probably give a shout out to our folks that we recorded with last week as well. Shout out to
Bravo House Vibes.
Yeah, we recorded a great episode with them last week, so you should be able to find that. We'll probably tag a link on Instagram, but it was a fun one. It was a fun one hanging out with those ladies again.
Yes.
But cannot wait. Hmm. Well, what else you been watching, Desmond? Anything else?
Law and Order's 3-hour premiere. Did we talk about that? No, because we've been gone. Law and Order had a 3-hour season premiere. It was beautiful. It started with organized crime, then SVU, and then what was the new one that I didn't know they had?
It was just like the OG Law and Order that they brought back.
Oh, man, it was so good, LP.
How's that rotund booty Mr. Maloney doing?
I think he's about to go back undercover.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a cutie.
Sexy. Well, what you been listening to? Because I heard the other day when I came in that house some unsuspecting beats coming from the basement.
I would like to apologize for anything bad I've said about Candace. I went back and I listened to her music, drive back, and it's really good.
Y'all, LP came over to record the other day and she walks in and Desmond's in the basement by himself blasting Drive Back.
I was sitting there and I was humming it and I was like, why do I know this song? Who is this? And then all of a sudden I heard the chorus and it dawned on me that it was Candace. And I was like, he has fully converted. He's fully converted.
I'm sorry, Candace. I'm a fan now.
Yes. And then we let him know about some other housewives who have singles and his girl 3LW or 4LW, I'm sorry, Melissa Gorga, her song On Display. So he listened to that. What'd you think?
I like Melissa.
Oh.
What else you got?
Okay. We're skipping over the review.
Rarely do we ever say him take the tact of if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. So I'm curious, why does Melissa get that grace?
I think Melissa is very talented in what she does, and I like her. You know, she's good. She's good.
She's an amazing mother, yeah. A great wife, a good dresser. She keeps herself fit. What about her singing skills?
I get emails from Envy, so anytime something new drops, I see, you know. I like the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I think that's a good cast. I think she's a good fit. I don't like the way Teresa treats her, but, you know. What else y'all got?
fine. We're moving on. We won't make you speak poorly of little Melissa.
Well, this is a fun kind of like, I mean, we've been doing this for almost 2 years now, right? And when we very first started with Salt Lake. It was season one of Salt Lake. And now as we're coming up on this premiere episode, we're back in Salt Lake. A lot has happened.
And oh, is it so good to be back.
A lot has happened. So do you guys have any other thoughts on things before we take a quick break and hop in to tea time?
I have so much thoughts on the editing of Rahoslick, but we'll get into that next on Tea Time.
Oh, can't believe y'all put me on the spot like that.
Drop back.
Y'all ain't gonna get me saying nothing bad about Melissa.
Hey Bailey, do you like movies?
Yeah. Hey Shannon, do you like debriefing?
I love debriefing, and I think that if you like movies and like to listen to debriefing, you should check out Chicks and Flicks wherever you listen to podcasts.
The one that we host?
Yeah, the one that we host. It's called Chicks and Flicks. It's wherever you listen to podcasts, and if you love to listen to discussions about movies and life, you should definitely check it out. You can also find us on Instagram at chicks.in.flicks and tune in almost every Friday for new episodes.
Come back. It's officially tea time. And not dinner tea time, but just the tea time for what we're doing here in this context. What are we sipping on, LP?
We are sipping on both English tea and season 3 of Rahaslik.
Yes.
We are back with the first episode from this past week. And I gotta say, the editors on Bravo are getting slicker and slicker. Those first 5 minutes of the episode where they're basically like slowly pulling out receipts, even before we exactly know what those receipts are going to mean, they're laying the groundwork. You can tell these women are going to end up battling, all of them, by the end of the season. Alliances have switched. People, Heather, bad weather seems to be, the tornado seems to be spinning apart. It's exciting, and I really appreciate that they are throwing back to 2019 season 1 and just putting it all out there for everyone to see. It really does kind of put into perspective like how time changes everything and how you can totally mean something that you said 2 years ago and then it is exact opposite. Bravo tends to do that to people. But
oh yeah, like 3 minutes earlier, this is what you said, yeah, and now this is what you're saying now. They did a good little like throw it back kind of montage to start that episode.
Well, we had a little bit of a live watch party. We don't actually get to do this very often where we all actually watch Bravo together because, you know, we're busy people with full-time jobs and personal lives. But Bree and Desmond came over this week and we got to sit down together, break some bread. Some of us were drinking on some wine, others of us couldn't, and watching Rahaslik. How'd you feel, Desmond? Watching it in real time.
I felt like one of y'all. I felt like a fan.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
It did. It felt like a little fandom there. Any initial thoughts from the episode?
I like Twitter. We're just going through the tweets as certain things happened. And that intro was shady. My goodness. But my first thought, just off the top of my head, is Heather looks good in her personals.
Yeah. I feel like she must have pulled back on the amount of Botox or something. Her face just does, it's, I don't know. It looks less like inflamed and puffy.
Yeah, she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What she had on looked good. Yeah. I do like that Jen finally has a friend, at least according to episode 1 in Meredith,
That's true.
Was surprising to me. I wasn't a Meredith fan, but now I might have to be.
Hold on, rewind that back. The only reason you'll like Meredith is because she's being nice to Jen now?
Yeah, because I wasn't a fan of her the previous season. I was a Lisa Barlow fan, which, well, I guess we'll get into that.
But, yeah. Yeah, I'm curious to see how you feel about Lisa Barlow after the final episodes of last season and then coming into this season where she can't seem to tell the truth to save her life.
Poor thing. But we start the season with like all OG Salt Lake housewives, right? But Maryam Cosby is gone. So did we already feel this like hole in the cast, or are we down for a season without her specific set of crazy?
Please go first.
Oh, no. I would love to hear your thoughts on this.
You know, she is a particular brand of crazy, but it makes for good television. There's only so much you can watch of like the irate crazy woman, right? But just plumb fucking crazy is kind of fun to watch for me. So I do miss that. I do miss just like her eyes bugging out of her face. I miss,
it's like Ramona and Salt
the
Lake
outfits. I miss, I'll be honest, I even miss her step grandpa husband.
Yeah. I guess I miss like the trying to explain it away as being normal. I miss that.
Can you imagine what would have come out this season if she had stayed on? Like every season, there's a little bit, we learn a little bit more and yeah. she gets weirder.
Yeah, they all just kind of like, I don't think she was actually friends with anybody. And so we know from just our experience as watchers that that ends up not being fun to watch. So.
Do you think they'll bring her on in some reduced capacity at one point, or is she totally checked out of the reservation?
I feel like she's done.
I bet they give her like her own Sunday gospel show on Bravo. Gosh. Like the way BET does Gospel Sundays. Mary Crosby's going to have one on Bravo.
Or should she move over to Gospel Sundays on BET?
Oh my God. No. I don't know how they do with like step incest though. So.
Whoa.
What if you were a product of step incest? How would you explain your parents' relationship?
You just have
as someone who has step incest in their family. Yeah, I was about to say,
how do you explain?
It's their marriage, I swear. Is usually how it comes across in our family. Yeah, but
you just have to draw a picture every time, like literally draw the family tree every time.
We draw the family tree a lot, and we point to one side is very far over here, and the other side is very over here, and yet now they're fused by blood and children. So.
Yeah,
it's not weird, I swear. Okay, I'll draw the family tree for our listeners. We'll put it up on Instagram. Please, I do not have an incestual family. No one's fucking their step grandfather. It's just step cousins. Okay.
Yeah, it's not, and I think it helps that like, when the person explaining the step incest is just like seemingly a normal person who you like, that helps. So there's some subjectivity to it, I think, as well. What do you think? Do you miss Mary?
Not at all. Oh. No, she was nuts. That's all I got
that's
for you.
It. Nope. That's all you got.
I'm sorry. I do not miss Mary at all. Give me more Jen Shaw.
Okay. Well, that's
Shaw Squad, baby.
That's a lovely segue. So Jen's like legal woes is, of course, front and center here. And we are already getting those flashbacks of like, I am innocent, or this, you know, I had nothing to do with this, or all the stuff that she said before that now that she's pled guilty, which hasn't happened yet in the show, is like coming to a head, right? Amidst all of this, I'm unsure why Coach Shaw needs a very lavish 51st birthday party.
It wasn't lavish. It wasn't even, she didn't even rent a place. It was at somebody's house. What are you talking? Why are you counting her pockets?
Okay,
like that?
In comparison, you're right. She didn't rent out like Topgolf this time.
Jeez. Hold on. She recycled everything from his 50th birthday. We saw that on the cake, the zero was very clearly painted over and a one was painted on top of it, which makes me kind of sad because in my mind, I think that they were planning that party for him as a 50th party. And then she has to go defend herself in court and they probably couldn't celebrate it. So she has to like roll it all the decor and everything into his 51st. He's a little sad.
Okay.
I don't like to speak on people's marriages, but I'm going to. Do you guys see them surviving this as a couple?
What does the Muslim faith say about divorce? Do we know? Because Coach Shaw is like he's like super devout.
Sorry, I turned around to my in-room expert. Never mind.
That's my question about it is like, because he seems to be a really devout Muslim. And so I wonder if that will take like precedence over like him actually wanting to legally step away from her as her husband. I mean, on TV, he seems very
Desmond?
Devoted still.
He has to. If not, he's a sucker. Like you have kids with this woman. You've made your bed. So what that some legal woes came in, like you have to hold it down. It's in the vows, ride or die. If you leave, you're a sucker to me.
Is that what it says in your vows, ride or die?
Yeah.
Or and you're a sucker.
You're a sucker.
Or you're a sucker.
That's what we said.
Something like that.
I was at that wedding. I was standing up there. I don't remember that part. But I remember the Langston Hughes poem. I just don't remember that part.
It was E.E. Cummings.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel bad because
we're making big assumptions that we don't know, but that Coach Shaw didn't know anything about it. And so he's getting like the really, really shit end of all of this. And so I don't know. It's just a struggle.
What are you trying to say? He's an accomplice?
No, that he's not an accomplice. Oh, okay. And so because of that, he's having to, obviously deal with watching his wife potentially go to jail for years.
Do you really think she's going to jail? I don't think she's going to jail.
Can I give you some info? I did some research yesterday.
Yeah.
So I follow the Bravo Docket on Instagram, and then I did some Googling. And so between the Bravo Docket and this like entertainment site called heavy.com, it gave some info about how some of Jen's co-defendants who have already pled guilty and have been sentenced, like what their sentencing has been. So her sentencing date isn't until November, but one of her co-defendants, his name is Chad Allen, he was just sentenced on September 15th, so like a couple weeks ago. And the prosecutors asked for 5 years and he was sentenced to 4 years. And he is a tier below Jen in like what they're trying to convict them for.
Okay.
And so I don't know. I think she'll go to jail. I don't know for how long. I mean, consider the Giudices.
That's true. And I mean, you're not getting out of tax fraud. So that's the trouble there. But I guess that they did go to jail. So as we go through this season, how would you rather see Jen? Would you rather see her in the Erica Jane style of just endlessly defending herself no matter how deep in a hole she puts herself? Or are you hoping to see a little bit more of a, I don't know, kind of honest, genuine, thoughtful version of Jen?
Are you asking me? I wish she would get another storyline. Like, don't even acknowledge that shit. Like, the same way Sutton was always attacking Erica, just don't even respond to that shit. If any of the ladies of Salt Lake City have something to say, don't let that shit go. Like, say what you say what you said last season. Don't even acknowledge that shit anymore. Like, have a new kid or something. I don't know. Buy a horse.
Buy a horse.
Yeah. That's a storyline. Buy a horse. What else can she talk about though? I don't know. Like, there's not anybody that if she tries to talk about something else, people are gonna revert it right back to the case. Like, I don't see her getting out of it.
Yeah, I just don't either. I mean, if Erica Jane couldn't get out of it and she was not directly being, you know, directly involved, I don't see how Jen could.
See, that's why someone needs to hire me for their PR team. Because you have to give the ultimate misdirect. So people are on your ass about this fraud shit. Give them something else to talk about. Like, have an affair, fake affair, you know? Some Ime Udoka shit.
Is that what you're telling Jen to go out to do? Is have an affair on Coach Shaw?
Fake affair, quote unquote. Give them something else to talk about. You got to play the media game.
Have a kid, get a horse, fake an affair.
Come on.
That is your PR strategy. I like it.
I'm nice like with it. Somebody hire me.
Oh God. Yeah, but I don't know. I think that they made sure to be filming as Jen's trial stuff is going on. So like it just is gonna be center of attention.
I don't think that they tried to, they just could, right? Like right. That was there, the meat was there. They were gonna take a big bite off of it. So I don't fault them for it. I mean, truthfully, those producers have never been luckier than to get the FBI to show up on one of their film set, on one of their shoot days. Like that, they couldn't have been luckier.
Andy wet himself.
Chef's kiss, gold.
Chef's kiss. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there is a weird, like, you were talking about, like, how alliances have flopped. So there's been a weird flop. Last season, Meredith and Jen were at each other's throats. And now this season, Meredith and Lisa are at each other's throats. And Meredith and Jen are actually friends again.
Raise your hand if you saw that one coming.
I just didn't.
No.
I mean, especially because Meredith was so pissed at Jen for you know, allegedly or whatever, going after her kid. And now that's forgiven. But I guess what Lisa said trumps what Jen did. I don't know. It's a mess over there.
You know,
I think they all just needed allies, right? Like when you lose a friend, you need a friend. And so you're willing to kind of turn your back on what you had said previously to, I don't know, align with an ally on this show. You have to have an ally on this show. You can, what happens when you are an island is you marry Cosby and you get off the island, right? You have to have an ally or else you're going to flounder.
Yeah. Like this whole opening scene was, the quote is, the enemy of my enemy is my best friend. And that's all it was. Everyone clicking up with people that they currently hate. It was interesting. But that's all I got.
I got big questions, though, about why on earth Meredith would wear knee-high leather boots to a hot tub.
You know, that is a good question.
Did you see that?
I don't think
when
I
they
noticed.
Walked out, when Jen and Meredith walked out to go to the hot tub, that rooftop hot tub scene that they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, heels maybe, because that's what the women do, is they wear like high heels with their bathing suits on the beach and out there, like open-toed heeled sandal. Okay. But knee-high, like python or leather boots or whatever they were. What?
She's always taken some risks.
How uncomfortable to put those back on after you get out of the hot tub. That's all I'm thinking. I don't care what she looked like. It had nothing to do with style. It sounded like a blisters written all over it.
I mean, I could not, but Meredith, you know, for the gram, I guess. My least favorite or maybe like most cringy moment of the episode was... this is not related to the hot tub thing at all. But because you were talking about Meredith, it makes me think about Lisa when she was trying to explain to Seth at Coach Shaw's party, like, why she ranted about Meredith and her family and how she didn't mean it, even though the things that she said were, like, oddly specific things to rant and be pissed about.
I think he gave her way too much time. I can't imagine, like... I cannot imagine if someone was out there on national television, regardless of whatever platform you're on or not, is out there spreading shit about my family. True or not, right? But like if you're trying to have an off-camera moment or an off-mic moment and they're ranting about how I cheat on my husband or how I've cheated on my husband, how my kids are all fucked up and all these things that she was saying, like, I would be pissed if my husband gave her the 10 minutes that he gave her. And I don't know how he stood there for 10 minutes listening to the woman lie to his face, because that's what she was doing, was just lying to him.
She really believes the things that she says to the point where she can cry about it, like real tears will come out of her eyes. And it's impressive to me that that's a thing that she can do, like talk herself into believing that shit. But you're right. It would be weird. How would you react if you were Seth and Lisa was like, let me just explain, but not explain.
Oh, Seth is a sucker. But I want to give a point to Meredith, because at the beginning of the party, Jen said, I don't want this to be like a, no, Coach Shaw said, I don't want this to be like a confrontation type thing at my party. And Meredith, she abided by it. She didn't give Lisa the time of day. Lisa spoke to her and she just turned her back. She didn't want to have that conversation there. So for her husband to do it, you're a fucking sucker, dude. Like, not only did you not follow your wife's lead, it came off like you attacking a woman who doesn't like your wife. And that's not your battle. No matter what she said about you, like, you could say, hey, fuck off, like, at best. But having a conversation with her, nah, that's weird.
Was John on the better end of things where he was, like, on the other side of the room watching Lisa try and explain herself and he just was like, nope.
He's a sucker, too. Because if you see a man having a heated conversation with your wife and you're just playing in the background, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I hope he waited for him after the party.
No, but those two guys are friends. And that's what I loved about it, is like they are buddies, right? They hang out off show, off camera and stuff together. And you could almost see it in John's eyes as he's sitting there like watching Lisa spew lies at Seth. You could see it in his eyes. He's like, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. Like, I see what's happening over there. I don't know how to stop it.
Yeah, poor guy.
So
he
maybe
didn't
that sucker ass behavior, I don't know, because I'm not a sucker ass, so I don't identify.
Yeah.
But I did. Yeah, I did see that. And I thought, I was like, I did kind of feel bad for him a little bit because he's like kind of in a weird spot. He can't really go against his wife, even though he knows what his wife did was wrong. So he's kind of got to sit there in the corner and just be like, hey, sorry.
That seems to kind of be their relationship, though. He just sits in the corner. And I mean, I only see what I see on TV, but he doesn't seem to be the type to ever really call Lisa on her bullshit.
Maybe he does behind closed doors. We don't know.
Right.
But in public, on camera, you got to ride with your wife. I don't care if it's your best friend, your brother, your mother. I don't care. Shit was whack, son. You a sucker, son.
You heard it here first, John Barlow. You're a sucker, son.
Son. Wow. Let's see. Okay, the only other thing really, because the episode touched on a lot of stuff, but the previews for the rest of the season were super juicy also. So we get to see that there's like a falling out with Heather and Whitney. And Whitney and Meredith were on Watch What Happens Live after the episode. And it seems like that fallout has continued. Like, it's still happening.
I forget what happened. Do we know? Do we have any insight from socials and that sort of thing about what's happened between them?
I don't know. You're on Twitter a lot.
I haven't seen anything. Mm-mm. But I tell you this, Whitney was unrecognizable on Watch What Happens Live. I had to ask Brie who that was. Honestly, I didn't know. She's had some work done.
She looked, her hair was different. Her hair was longer.
It was like longer.
Was there anything else?
She didn't look the same to me.
I agree with you. I didn't recognize her at first, but I can't put my finger on why. Outside of the longer hair.
I don't know.
I wonder if she's got a little bit more lip happening.
Maybe it's the chin. It looks like her cheekbones are a little fluffier. I don't know.
Fluffier.
Interesting.
Yeah. Lisa did better.
She's been to Beauty Lab recently, I'll say that.
Maybe not so recently. Ooh. Lisa did better on Watch What Happens Live. The first time she was on on the show, every time she answered Andy's question, she looked directly in the camera instead of at Andy. She did a lot better this
time. I love that.
We'll see. I don't know.
How are you guys feeling so far about the seasons? I know we got some like super juicy previews and trailers and stuff, but like any thoughts coming out of episode one how are you feeling about this as kind of a preamble to the rest of the season?
It's going to be a good season. Like with all these people that you didn't think were going to be friends being friends now, you know, it's going to lead to some shady shit, some fights. I'm looking forward to it. I'm still Team Lisa. I know what she said about Meredith. Like, people will say some shit on a hot mic. It's going to happen to me one day. But I like the drama. Like, it gives you more outside of Jen's legal woes. Like, all the other storylines are really good.
I think this first episode did a good job of setting up, like, everybody.
I'm going to be the dissenting opinion here. I think it's going to be crap. I think we saw all the juice in the trailers, and they're gonna take the 5 minutes that we saw and draw it out over the whole season very slowly, very painfully. I don't know how you get better than last season when you start with an active police chase and arrest. Like, it all goes downhill from there, in my opinion. So I hope to be proven wrong. The sophomore season, they did not hit that sophomore slump, so my fear is that they're gonna hit that junior drop. I don't know. I was trying to come up with an adjective, a verb that started with J. Just didn't hit it. So I don't know. I have a fear that we saw everything we're gonna see in those 5 minutes.
I mean, we still have Jen pleading guilty.
Do we though?
Yes.
Simply put, yes.
Yes, I remember that they were filming, of course, and I was like, holy shit. But again, it's all just gonna be that. But I don't know, maybe some shit will go down when they go to Arizona.
Yeah, what a fun vacation.
They're having that half naked party.
Oh yeah. They're gonna try and like bolo it or something.
Yeah. Oh, do they have like a lingerie? Yeah, they're all dressed in lingerie at one point.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, I'm excited.
It's not worth it unless Bolo's there. Every woman, every housewife group should just have a Bolo night, right? Just like fly a man from Atlanta or wherever he lives and get a Bolo on every single season. And Portia to make the faces.
Oh my God. An infamous episode. Love it.
You think we're going to get a second episode or second season of Portia's show?
God, I hope not.
Damn.
There's no way. I loved it. I know you guys hated it. I loved it.
Yeah, I hope not. Oh, real quick. Have you watched Real Girlfriends in Paris?
Not a second.
Okay. Desmond watched, like, he did kind of a walk by when I was watching it. And there's one scene where one of the girls, I don't know any of their names yet, but one of the girls throws her entire drink on her friend and coworker in a restaurant in public.
He was wearing a fur coat.
He was.
In Paris?
Yes.
Day classe. Luann de Lesseps would say.
Yeah. I recommend. It took me a couple episodes, but now I'm into it.
I'll give it a try. I mean, you recently got into Below Deck, so maybe there's hope for me too to get into
Real Girlfriends in Paris. RGIP.
Okay. RGIF. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you watch that? See? We got another fan back there.
Okay.
All right.
Into it.
He responded in French.
Oh, even better. I got nothing. Fromage, that means cheese.
I know pamplemousse. That's it. I got grapefruit. So fromage, pamplemousse.
oui.
Sous la table.
Excusez-moi.
Did you say latte?
Sous la table. That's not French?
I don't know.
Did you say sur la table? Like the cooking store?
Yeah, that's not French.
Yes, it is.
Bam. Come on now.
Name of a cooking store.
Oh God.
Okay. We'll be right back, y'all.
Jacques. Oui.
I know a little French.
Our resident game maker has created a game called
Who's That? In honor of our girl Portia.
Yes.
So the rules of the game are pretty simple and straightforward. I am going to read quotes from the ladies of Rahoslick over the past few seasons. And it's up to you, Desmond, to guess who said that.
Oh, fun. I'm excited. I think I can do
this. All right. First up, from the ladies of Salt Lake. I deserve presents just for breathing.
Oh, this is current season on right now.
This woman is on the current season. However, this quote did not come from the current season.
That sounds like Lisa.
Ding, 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 ding. He knows it's Lisa.
Sounds like entitlement.
Damn.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. I can do this.
Okay, next up. This one may be a given, but it's a classic in my book. You're going to go with Mary who fucked her grandfather?
Oh, I've heard this. Yeah. This one I have heard. Oh, that's Jen.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding,
ding.
I know
that one. Two for
two. Two for two, buddy.
Baby, look at me.
I'm proud.
All right. I'm taking over. Ordering because these skinny bitches don't know how to order.
Heather.
Ding, 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 ding. You have been watching, or you just know these women so well.
I know their personalities. This could be my city. This is the one I fuck with the most.
Okay.
Outside of Atlanta, obviously.
Okay, next up. Classic. Girl, you know I'll go to jail for you. I haven't gone to jail yet.
Oh, This is interesting. Damn. I don't want it to be Jen. Give it to me one more time. I'm gonna think this out.
Okay. Girl, you know I'll go to jail for you. I haven't gone to jail yet.
Whitney.
It was your girl, Jen.
Damn it. Yeah,
oh, famous last words.
I know. I'll take that one. I knew it was Jen. I just don't want to say it.
I would love to be in a place where we can have fun together and there's no drama.
Meredith.
No.
Lisa.
You're right. I couldn't quite tell whose accent I was doing there. It was Lisa.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. We'll do a couple more. Physically, you're a dream. Mentally, you're a mess.
Oh. I'm going to go with Meredith.
Heather.
Damn. Heather. Oh. Yeah.
I wonder who was she talking about. Do you know?
I don't know. It feels like it might have been Jen, but I don't know.
So it's a girl.
Okay. This one should be pretty straightforward and easy. I love this.
I love that.
Oh, Whitney.
What? No, it's classic Lisa Barlow.
Oh, she does say that a lot. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I bet if you saw the, yeah, like, the montage. Yeah, or like the memes.
I love this. I love that.
Okay, we got to end on a make. Come on.
Give me last one. If you don't get this one, are you even really a fan?
No.
Thank you. I'm disengaging. I'm not engaging. I'm disengaging. And that hand movement should have given you all you needed to know.
Oh. I have the shirt.
Disengaging. Meredith. I'm disengaging.
Meredith.
Yeah.
Boom. Woo. Eventually she was going to be it.
Well done. Well done. We'll end on a success then. I think you were a little more than half. I would say you were probably a little more than 50% on that. So I give that a pass.
Thank you. I think I did.
Started good. Very strong.
I know.
Yeah. I thought we were heading down a route where like you were going to get all of them.
Not yet.
Next time.
You know who we did not congratulate off the top of this, and we probably should have because we're very happy for that, for this Bravo couple? Our summer house favorites, Carl and Lindsay, got engaged.
Yes, we have a Mr. Hubbard.
Damn, that's fucked up.
We do have a Mr. Hubbard because yeah. You know she's wearing the pants in that
relationship. Absolutely.
For sure. She's wearing the pants, she's wearing the t-shirt, she's wearing the sneaks, she's wearing the underwear, she's wearing it all. He's standing there naked, he's got nothing.
He's making the sandwiches.
He is making the sandwiches.
I love it. Congrats to them. What a fun little story. Love story.
Yeah, I'm happy for them. That's it. It's I want to go back to early days Summer House now, knowing where they end up and kind of rewatch the early days because they've been friends for a long, 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 long time. And they kind of dated and hooked up a few seasons ago, but then decided they were better off as friends and they should just stay as friends. And so then they both went off and had different relationships and hooked up with different people in front of one another. And then they found themselves back to one another and are engaged to be married. And I feel like we're probably going to have another summer house wedding, second summer house wedding.
Yeah. I wonder how quickly or not that they're going to tie the knot.
They planned it perfectly. Here we are 9 months before the summer, just the right amount of time you need to plan a wedding. So I think we're seeing it next summer.
And you get built-in videography if it's on the show.
Right? I mean, it's practically, you're making money.
Yes. Aw, congrats.
Who do you think is going to have the better wedding, though? Carl and Lindsay or Kyle and Mrs. Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle and Amanda for sure.
Yeah. It was on like a massive sprawling estate in New York.
That her parents own.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just smell of money.
Yeah, they do.
They just snuggle money. I think that Kyle and Amanda's will have been a slightly classier affair between the two. I would have said like 2 years ago that Carl and Amanda's wedding would be just one sloshy drunken mess. But now that he's sober and she's kind of followed suit, like, I don't know, maybe there's hope for it to be a pretty classy affair as well.
I don't know. I see like a wet t-shirt contest at their wedding.
Oh my God. No.
And maybe like a pool party. Yeah. Probably like a luau theme.
I think they've evolved and I think it'll be a classy enough affair, but like also very fun.
What do you think their kids are going to look like if they have kids? Not pushing a future on them, you know?
Oh, it's on Lindsay's to-do list.
Oh, she wants kids? She wants family?
Yeah, I remember that. That's from right. The first.
She wrote that very explicitly, yes, for her last boyfriend. Yes. We will be engaged by this date. We will be married by this date. We'll be having children by this date.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. I feel like Carl has features that are like super like copy and paste as far as DNA goes. Like I feel like when
like
they
his
have
ears and his nose.
Yeah, I feel like they're gonna have like very dark haired, big eared little babies.
Big eared Titsy Hubbards.
Yeah. They'll be cute.
Yeah, congrats. I like them both.
We're very happy for them.
Yes. Well, it's been nice being back, y'all. We are back into it. I don't know what we'll do next week. Maybe we will have our British correspondent join us next week, mm-hmm, for the full episode. But you guys need to check out.
We'll be reporting live from BravoCon in a couple weeks.
That's true. That's true. That's true. So, in the meantime,
meet us in the streets.
In the meantime, you guys need to check out the Game on Trial podcast. What episode is the baby news episode?
I can't remember, but it's the latest one.
Whatever the latest one is.
It hadn't even came off the title yet.
The whole story will be there.
Yeah. I don't know. I think of it.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
I was quite shocked until I wasn't. Like, Desmond was sitting there getting ready to bust an announcement, and I start peering around at Bree's beer, which was still very full. And I was like, is that there's a bun in there? There's a bun in there.
A little alien.
Yeah. Okay. I should have suspected when you came over the week prior and I tried to pour you a glass of wine and you said you weren't drinking. I was like,
yeah, okay. It's hard to. Yeah, it was hard.
How I didn't know then. I just took it on its face and I was like, oh, good for you. Okay. Hope you don't mind if I pour myself one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, y'all. LP, enjoy some more time in the UK. I was going to say, this might be a sore subject. I was going to say, like, swing by and say hey to the queen.
Okay, yes.
That hurt. She rest in peace.
Go to boymeetsbravo.com, thegameontrial.com. This has been a fun episode, and we have to go. Goodbye. Whoa, baby.